640 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. People in parts of 15 states will get to see the moon blot out the sun and the sky go dark for a total solar eclipse. It'll happen just hours from now. The path of totality will track across Mexico, the U.S., New Brunswick, and Newfoundland. CBS's Chris Mavridis is on the Canadian side of Niagara Falls.
They're expecting about 1 million people to gather in Queen Victoria Park on the Canadian side. It's why the region's declared a preemptive state of emergency so they can get police and extra phone networks in place in time for the eclipse. Niagara Falls is smack in the middle of the blackout zone. The sun will be completely blocked here for about 3 minutes and 31 seconds. The traffic jam out of Niagara is expected to last about 6 hours.
There were some tense moments in the sky over Colorado.
Let's go ahead and declare an emergency for Southwest 3695, and we'd like an immediate return. We got a piece of the engine cowling hanging off, apparently.
That from Live ATC. The Southwest flight from Denver to Houston had to turn around just after takeoff. The FAA tells CBS News that the plane's engine covering struck part of the wing during takeoff. The men's NCAA final takes place in Glendale, Arizona, Monday night.
It's the last dance. Defending champion UConn will be tipping off against fellow one-seed Purdue for the ultimate prize. The Boilermakers will be making their first finals appearance since 1969, but getting to this point isn't good enough for Purdue center Zach Edey.
No one's celebrating right now. We're going to keep locked in and keep focusing on these games plans and get back to work.
The stakes are also high for the Huskies and Connecticut head coach Dan Hurley.
Got a chance to make history at a place that is impossible to make history.
With a victory, UConn would become the first team to win back-to-back titles since Florida did it in 2006 and 2007. Erica Herskowitz for CBS News.
South Carolina beat Iowa in the women's final Sunday. Well, Sunday also marked 6 months since Hamas attacked Israel. The group killed more than 1,200 people and captured hundreds of hostages. In Washington, D.C.
Bring them home! Bring them home! Bring them home!
People marched from the Washington Monument to the Lincoln Memorial Reflecting Pool to demand the release of loved ones taken by Hamas. Gaza's health ministry claims Israel has killed more than 33,000 Palestinians in its military offensive against Hamas. It's the end of an era. The last episode of Larry David's Curb Your Enthusiasm aired Sunday night, 25 years after the show's debut. The show's been nominated for an Emmy 51 times. It won twice. It also won a Golden Globe. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio every Saturday and Sunday, 6 p.m. to midnight. Download the podcast at maxincradio.com. We are local music.
Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. That is Last Crack and Golden Age. Icicle before that. Both of those songs are off the Uprising album back in 2019. And that's your essential last crack for this April 7th. What is your essential last crack? We'd love to know. Send me the list of two songs to play for you. I'll get it on the air for you. Two songs from Last Crack. Email me, jimmyk@civicmedia.us. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to Max Inc. on Sunday night, our debut show here tonight. I'm Jimmy K. Rocker is in the studio with us right now. Hello, Rocker.
What's happening, Jimmy?
Good to be it's such a different mood here at Civic Media on a Sunday night.
A little quieter, a little less people.
There's no band here.
But essential last crack. You know, I was going to say, Jimmy, those tunes came out in 2019, right?
I believe so, yes.
And but they were written in 2004, the 2003-2004 era. It took quite a long time before those were actually recorded and put out on an album that the public could get.
And Last Crack, you know, they move at their own pace. It's the Last Crack pace. So, yeah. That's cool. I was just looking on their socials on Facebook. Nothing there since October.
No, definite hiatus.
Yeah. I was hoping there may be a Last Crack show here in 2024. Maybe. They usually pop up. Surprise, we're doing a show.
Pop-up show.
This hour, the 8 o'clock hour, is going to be a Rocker Closet hour. We have a bunch of old music in the playlist here, Rocker. And we're going to talk about a couple of things here. We got some Moxie Rocks coming up.
Oh, boy.
We have some Fluid Ounce and some Avengers, Avengers Assemble.
Okay. Wow. I haven't heard this playlist, so, you know, this is going to be new to me, too.
And some Faces for Radio coming up. I love that band. They're part of the Last Crack family tree. If you want to hear a classic Madison or a classic Wisconsin band song, give us a call, 844-967-2789. Call or text us by just pushing a button in the Civic Media app. It's that easy. Rocker, the official Rocker Closet that you brought in for us tonight is Chaser. What do you got there, man?
You know, classic 80s band.
Yeah.
That, you know, they were going for it. They were kind of signed. They were out in New York and touring the country. And then kind of typically bands get tossed from labels, you know. But they were from Madison. And so they were one of the bands that kind of broke out nationally. And they are having a reunion at a reunion. So coming up, April 13th, that's a Saturday night, which is this coming Saturday, a Shuffle In reunion. Now, the Shuffle In was a famous club here in Madison, yep, out towards the Beltline.
That drive to the Beltline.
That burned down some years ago. And all these bands that are going to be at the reunion are original lineups of bands that played at the Shuffle In.
Did you know the Shuffle In is now really kind of roughly what a Selective Video is?
Oh, that's, yep.
Which is perfect, if you ask me.
So playing at the show, Jimmy, will be Chaser, Interface, and London USA. London USA was a big cover band back in the 80s, and people might remember them. But I found really to be interesting that all three of these bands have all of the original members, which is kind of crazy. That usually doesn't happen.
Now, Mike Massey, he fronts Chaser, right?
Yes.
Who else is in the band?
I'm not sure of the rest of the members in that band.
Okay.
I was looking for some stuff, but they've been gone for so long, I can't find many details on them. Right. It's hard. So maybe they should get some stuff out there because we're playing their music.
Well, we're going to do it right now. Let's do a double dip of Chaser. It's Rocker's Closet, Max Inc. Sunday night. We are local music.
So magically right, let's camp it up. Camp it up. Camp it up, night after night. Sit and skip, make a feel so right. Let's camp it out. Camp it up.
double dip of Chaser. That is Must Be Love on Max Inc. Heavy. Or not Max Inc. Heavy, Max Inc. Sunday Night. Rocker's Closet segment. Camp It Up before that. I'm excited about Heavy because Heavy is on at 10 o'clock tonight. The brand new day and time for Max Inc. Heavy with M-Shell. That's tonight at 10 o'clock, Rocker. Chaser is your Rocker Closet. So Mike Massey, the lead singer of Chaser, right, Rocker?
He's also father to the singer in Slow Pulp.
In Slow Pulp, which we played last hour. And they're blowing up the world. I mean, they're on a world tour right now. I don't know where they are, but a few months ago in January, they were on CBS playing on the morning show. How cool is that, right?
Wow. Well, she's saying, you know, doesn't fall far from the tree.
Right.
The apple is right there. That's great.
Coming up at 9 o'clock tonight, we're going to do a replay of last night's Live in the Lair with Diana Jones. And that was a great performance. Thank you to Diana Jones Band for coming out from Milwaukee to Madison to play Live in the Lair. Great performance last night, Rocker.
You know, Jimmy, I was just amazed by the quality of the playing. The sax player was amazing. The guitar player was amazing. Diana's vocals were amazing. I mean, drummer and bass. It was really one of our best shows.
It was fun. It was a lot of fun. You can grab that podcast probably tomorrow at some point at maxincradio.com. Let's do some solo Mike Massey now. This is a song called Star. It's Rocker's Closet on Max Inc. Radio.
All alone in a crowded dressing room, waiting for the show. Slow motion. Voices echoing.
Better get out of this town soon, girl. If you want to go far, if you want to stop.
Eyeliner on a borrowed lipstick in a champagne glow. Feather boa wrapped around your instinct. It's time to go.
Moonlight. to see how it tastes. Or eat it while it's raw and beaten, bleeding all over the place. You can rape me, yeah, because you're not me. You can rape me, yeah, because you're not me. Pretty hiding place, or beat up on my eyes, rip them right out of my face. Well, you can cook up my heart till it's rare, just to see how it tastes, or eat it while it's raw and beaten, bleeding all over the place. You can rip.
Civic Media, we are local music with Faces for Radio. That one from 2010. Song is called Wreck Me. I love Faces for Radio. Such a great band. They put out the initial EP. I think it had like four or five songs on it. 50 States, Wreck Me, a couple other ones that really, How Good Could It Be, I think is one of the good one on there.
How Good It Could Be.
Yeah, that's it.
Yep.
A great EP. And every song on there good. And of course, Faces for Radio, part of the Last Crack family tree rocker.
They are, Jimmy, and also part of the Rapscallion family tree. So really, Faces for Radio was a fusion of some of the members from Rapscallion, some from Last Crack. It was Todd Schwein, the singer from Rapscallion, was the singer there, and Jamie Poster, the guitarist for Rapscallion, and also currently Seven Seasons Deep. And then Todd Winger, bass player from Last Crack, and then Chris Havey, bass player from Last Crack, and also now Todd Winger is in the Foo Foo Dolls,
which
is kind of like a 90s cover tribute band.
Right.
With Paul Schluter from Last Crack. So
yeah,
they're all intermingled, right?
It's crazy. Makes your head spin sometimes. How you doing, everybody? Happy Sunday evening to you. Our debut Sunday night here on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. And across the state of Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network. Happy to have you along. Coming up at 9 o'clock, a replay of last night's Live in the Lair with Diana Jones. Super good. You're going to enjoy that. Then at 10, Michelle will come in with Maxine Kevy. She has an interview, Rocker. was somebody who I don't have on the tip of my tongue. Now it's dark. Now it's dark. I believe they're from Kenosha or Racine over there. Tune in after 10 o'clock. You'll get all the details. All right, rocker, Moxie Rocks. When I say Moxie Rocks, what's the first thing that comes to your brain?
Wow, seeing him at the Sunset Bowl in Waukesha, Wisconsin in probably 1988 or 89 or something like that. I saw Moxie Rocks more times than I can probably count.
Did your mom make meatballs for Moxie Rocks?
That was kind of before her meatballs days.
Okay.
But I used to work, at, believe it or not, at a bowling alley, Jimmy.
Yeah.
And the bowling alley had bands. And one of the bands they had was Moxie Rocks. And it was fun because my mom was the bartender there. Yeah. So I kind of grew up backstage at Sunset Bowl hanging out with all these bands. And one of them was Moxie Rocks. Now, Moxie Rocks had Jackie Ramos on drums. Some might remember him as Hector Ramos, and he was one of the original drummer for Bad Boy, and he was in the band Hurricane Alice, and now he is actually a registered Holy Fire Karuna Reiki Master Teacher, believe it or not. And now that band also featured Brooks St. James on guitar and Chris Martinez on bass and vocals, who some might remember from a band called The Rage, which also featured another original member of Bad Boy, trying to remember his name, the guitar player. So all these bands were intermingled. Of course, Moxie Rocks, a Milwaukee band.
Right. I did not realize Moxie Rocks and Bad Boy were connected with their singer, right?
Singer, yes. Yeah. Yep. And second cousin, the bass player from The Rage.
Learn something new every day. Here is Moxie Rocks. It's Rocker's Closet on Max Inc. Radio. Push has come to shove. That's Moxie Rocks out of Milwaukee, Wisconsin. That song is from 2008 on Max Inc. Radio.
No, that's not from 2008. That's just maybe the year it was ripped. That is from probably...
I have bad information. So it was
1988, maybe.
I was just going to say it has that definite Motley Crue Dokken rat.
They were, you know, yeah, they were big hair before the 90s were in, you know, kind of that, what some might call it, poser metal.
Yeah.
But Brooke St. James, he was a quality guitar player. Amazing guitar player. He's still playing today.
We got some more songs coming up from Avengers Assemble. Pat Peterson, Rocker, and I were just having a conversation about him. We'll give you some information. We'll do some Kyle Henderson, too, and we'll see if we can squeeze in that sucker punch from Fluid Ounce. Max Inc. Radio, sponsored by Carbon 4 Brewing, located on Madison's east side, making high-quality beers with the best ingredients they can find. You should visit their tap room and try exclusive creations by their brewers, plus get a sampling of local snacks and live music. Get more information at carbon4.com. Also sponsored by Full Mile Beer Company Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie. Come for the homemade food and beer and stay for the live entertainment. 132 Barkett Street in Sun Prairie. You can see the full menu and the upcoming events at FullMileBeerCompany.com.
You found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
You know Ignite Glass and Gifts' three locations in Madison, but you can also shop igniteglassandgifts.com. You'll find grinders, lighters, collectibles, hand-blown glass water pipes, artistically designed jewelry, and plenty of other items delivered straight to your door or to family and friends. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road, plus igniteglassandgifts.com.
Are you ready to get your musical game on? Are you a 7th through 12th grade Wisconsin garage band that wants to play Summerfest, the world's largest music festival? Then Rock Onsen wants you. Check out rockonsen.org for more information. Registration is free. All genres of music invited to compete. That's rockonsen.org. Rock Onsen, youth garage bands rockin' Wisconsin. Produced by Dennis Graham Associates and brought to you by Max Inc. Radio and the Civic Media Radio Network.
Welcome to the Lazy Oaf Lounge, Madison's east side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Stop in for great daily lunch specials, soups made from scratch, and jaw-dropping burgers, wraps, and sandwiches. Plus Friday fish fry and homemade pizza cooked in a classic stone hearth pizza oven. The Lazy Oaf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyOafLounge.com.
Visit Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie today. Join the Mug Club and get great perks like your own Full Mile mug and dollar off pours. 132 Market Street in downtown Sun Prairie. See the full menu and join the Mug Club at FullMileBeerCompany.com.
We're tracking through some classic rock here from Wisconsin on Max Inc. Radio. Let's do some Avengers Assemble. I love this song, The Ballad of Johnny Eldorado. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media.
Renegade making his way down to old Mexico. He had a sack of dirty money and a gun on the floor of his El Dorado. Ooh, ooh. All the beautiful girls from Arizona to the border trying to pacify his soul. You just gave him a night and he was banned on the open road. All he felt was the need to survive. Nobody was ever gonna take him alive. Too young to die, but ready to go with time.
nothing to do. Maria was a barmaid saving the money for a little house on the shore. She was running from a man down to Mexico City who she had loved before. Well, they said he was a criminal, crooked and twisted, right down to the core. So she had to escape because she couldn't take it anymore. Danny had to stop, he was driving all night. He walked into the bar and to his surprise he saw the most divine. Nothing to do. They gazed at each other as if to be under a trance. He asked if she wanted to dance. The moment just seemed right. Mesmerized by the sensuous touch of her skin, he pulled her body in, 'cause he never felt so never saw the cops running in through the door. And there were cholos at the bar of a Mexico City who had come to settle a score. Well, somebody got hysterical, fired a shot, and bodies started hitting the floor. With a passionate kiss, Maria was gone forevermore. Johnny pulled his gun and he gave him a bite. He knew he had to run from the fire inside. After the blaze, there was nobody left inside. Nobody knows if Johnny made it.
Different, we all want different things. We're made from different stories and different songs we sing. Some of us want money, some of us want control, and some of us want a love that brings us everything and more. But there's one thing everybody wants. Some want blue. Some look at the mess and wonder what they're coming to. Everything looks different to different pair of eyes. It's hard to choose another shoes, no matter how we try. But there's one thing everybody want. One thing everybody want. Hey, that one thing everybody want is what somebody else got.
blessing and a curse. A dreamer wants the better, a schemer wants the worse. So there's one thing everybody wants. Say one thing everybody wants. Well, there's one thing everybody wants. What somebody else got. Well, there's one thing everybody wants. I said one thing everybody wants.
Kyle Henderson and One Thing Everybody Wants from his album Brand New Chance back in 2014. Avengers Assemble before that with The Ballad of Johnny Eldorado. Real quick, Rocker, going back to Moxie Rocks, 1986 was the release year of Victims of the Night.
That's right, Jimmy.
Thank you, Google. Avengers Assemble. We all know and loved Pat Peterson. He was awesome. Of course, he passed away. He had a brain tumor. That sucked. But he was a really cool guy, dude.
A great person, a great, you know, local music scene supporter. He even delivered Maximum Music Magazine and was in the band Pipe Circus. And Kyle Henderson, Jimmy, he was bassist of the Producers. But now he's in Generation Jones, and you can see Generation Jones at the Memorial Union coming up Friday, May 10th.
Dude, we got to get Generation Jones here in the Lair.
That would be fun.
They are so good. You know, mostly covers. I think they have one or two.
All-star band.
Yeah, they really are.
Shawnee Marks, Mauro Magellan, all kinds of people in that band. Mike Massey.
Coming up, we got the encore presentation of Live in the Lair. That's at 9 o'clock. Of course, the debut of the Sunday night, Max Inc. Heavy with M-Shell tonight at 10 o'clock. Rocker, we only got time for a couple more songs here. Fluid Ounce is the next one. What do you got for us?
Wow, Fluid Ounce, they played at the third anniversary of Maximum Inc. Music Magazine's party. That was the one good thing. But they had members, it was all-star band, members from the Hevels, Hilly Jones, drummer, and 420. He was the drummer in 420. Jason Williams was the vocalist for From Christ's Sakes and Agent Zero. So great band from Rockford, Illinois.
I love this song. It's called Sucker Punch. It's Fluid Ounce, Max Inc. on Sunday night. Thanks for listening. We'll be right back.
You're listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr, producer of the Slice of Wisconsin series. Wisconsin weather is ever-changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather-ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Here's what you need to know to enjoy a bit of the solar eclipse on Monday afternoon, April 8th. You may be asking, what is a solar eclipse? Well, it's rare, and it happens when the moon moves in front of the sun, blocking the light for just a few minutes. Unfortunately, though, our state is not in the direct path of the total eclipse. Instead, Wisconsin will be under a partial eclipse, with southeastern areas of the state seeing a bit more of the shadow. So, do we still need special glasses to see the eclipse? Absolutely. These eclipse glasses have a unique filter to protect your eyes from damage. You can find more information by going to eclipse.aas.org. By the way, there won't be another eclipse until 2044. Enjoy it. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Hi, I'm Emily from Weikert Realtors Lake Point in Madison.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.